And I was out walking the other day on the lane at the back of where I live in Port Stewart. And this woman came up to me and said, very politely, my name is Aileen McGurnahan. And there's a group of us who swim every day round at the Herring Pond. That's at Atlantic Circle, just up from the harbour in the town. Twice they go, at 8 o'clock in the morning and then again in the afternoon. No matter what the weather, they're hardy souls, lion hearts. So I said, brilliant. I'll be down one of the days. So off I headed one of the days. And the first person I met was Pat.
I spent part of my childhood in Port Stewart, but my parents actually met at the Herring Pond, probably around 1937. And I also had a great aunt who used to go swimming at the Strand in a glorious knitted swimsuit.
No, a knitted swimsuit.
Knitted swimsuit. So I've been back, I swim, and my grandchildren now come to the Herring Pond.
So the Herring Pond has very special resonances for you all around the place, isn't
it? Oh, yes, it certainly has. The Herring Pond, I think, has been going since Victorian times. There are pictures of people in long Victorian dresses, so...
Now, all of Port Stewart near the sea is quite exposed, but I have to say, I think this is one of the windiest parts of Port Stewart, because you and I are hugging one of the big rocks here with our back to the sea and the wind and the waves. But it looks pretty choppy today, to say the least.
It was quite scary this morning at 8 o'clock. But what is wonderful is when there are high waves out at sea and then they just drop when the tide's low enough and they don't come over the wall, right, and you have... low sea, you can swim in, but these enormous waves outside. It's lovely.
And it's very deep, this particular bit, isn't it?
Yes, yes. The council, in their wisdom, took away the diving boards a few years ago, which is a shame, but they did that all around the coast.
But you could, if you were that way inclined, you could launch yourself off there.
Oh, daily, people. And young, in July, it was just... black with children jumping in off the rocks.
But the little pond, the herring pond, and whether there are any herrings in it or not, I don't know, maybe they tickle your feet from time to time. But it's quite small and compact, isn't it? So it's really just for that quick dip. It's not like you're going to be swimming out to the skerries from here.
No, but sometimes when the tide's low, we do swim around the outside and come in, which needs to be a very flat tide.
Because just looking at it now, the actual pond bit, and it's sort of you couldn't really say it's a circle or a semicircle, it's sort of like a little inlet. It's quite calm, it's not exactly mill pond, but literally two or three rocks, big rocks away, and it's a whole different swell game.
But this morning it was different. The tide was quite high and there were huge waves coming in. So we only held on to the steps, nobody really swam.
Would you believe I have never been in that bit?
Well, there's always a first time. You could try tomorrow.
And as I look, as 8 o'clock. The time wouldn't bother me. The temperature, what is the temperature like in there?
Well, it varies.
Come on over, swimmers.
7 to 17.
Michael, you're a local.
Yes, indeed. I have the privilege of being born and bred in this wonderful town. And just on a historical note, the town, as we know it, didn't really exist until the end of the 18th century. And the first reference that I can ever come across about this inlet was in a publication of 1864 by John Parker, the postmaster of this town, and he refers to this as the Herring Pool, not the pond. Why it's called Herring, no one really knows. Herrings have never been seen there. No one will ever know why it's so named.
Okay. If we had a fisherman or two around the place, they would probably be able to tell. Somebody will tell us, Michael. I hope somebody will phone the programme today. But temperature-wise...
Yes, in January it's about 7 degrees and in July it's about 17. So there's a reasonable variation.
Now, June and July were quite good months. August has been a bit dicey so far. And you couldn't exactly call this a balmy summer day.
No. Unlike last summer.
The relationship between the outside temperature and the inside temperature, is it better if it's cold outside?
Yes, it is indeed. You're more comfortable within the water if there's a chilling air outside. And I mean, we do that regularly throughout the year, all seasons. The only things that constrain us, it's not the temperature, it's just the state of the sea, the tide, etc.
That's why you all have such a healthy glow about you.
That's what I like to think,
honestly,
so,
there's not a wrinkle on your face, not a line to be seen. They're all agreeing, and there's a man beside you, Seamus. And actually, you too, Michael and Seamus, this place means something special to you, this particular place.
It was friends of ours, John McHugh, you remember John and Betty McHugh from the town, and it was John nabbed me one summer evening in 1985. And I happened to tell him I was off on 3 weeks' holidays and was going nowhere. And he said, come round to the Herring Pond. And we've been doing it ever since. So I hope it's doing us some good.
You know what impresses me greatly is there is not a wetsuit in sight.
Oh, no, they're not allowed. No,
really?
No. John Wayne never wore wetsuits.
And funny, I noticed, Michael, on the beach just earlier this week, a lot of youngsters, smaller youngsters, and they're all in the wee tiny wetsuits.
Indeed.
And it's great to see them,
indeed,
no matter what. But no big size wetsuits here at all?
No, very occasionally, but we don't smile upon them when they come.
So, you know that first excruciating second? How do you get over that?
Well, it's just the short, sharp shock. You take the plunge, in you go, you've got 2 seconds of being in a bad place, and then you suddenly realise this is wonderful, it's exhilarating. And, you know, regular immersion in the waters of the herring pond are, in my opinion, a panacea for all ills and a recipe for longevity.
Our daughter, Catherine, refers to it as the pool of eternal youth.
Well, I think that's a compliment, a big compliment, because I don't know how many years are between all of the swimmers here today, and we'll not even go
Anne
there.
Anne,
you're a lady with your dressing gown on. Come on down the steps. You've been in already. Twice today. First thing this morning and now again at lunchtime.
And this afternoon would be later, so it's again.
And why do you do it?
Because I love it. Well, I've been coming here since I was a child too, but I just moved up a year and a half ago to live. I had a cottage, but I was spending more time, so I decided to move.
And where are you from?
Belfast.
Belfast. So you have been coming then as a city girl up to the north coast for many years to
spot. Yeah, I remember it when there was bathing boxes and diving boards.
And the diving boards, yeah. And have the temperatures changed? I'm sure they haven't.
I don't think so.
it's still skinny. So you'll go again later on today. That'll be third swim.
Yes, I've had so far 273.
That's got to be some kind of a record.
We don't even have to get dressed in the morning. You just jump out of bed, put on your swimsuit and come down.
So the wind is whipping up. Michael is standing with Lionheart, the bravest man I've met today. Bare-chested, he's got his swimming trunks on and he's about to launch himself in. And I'm shivering even at the thought of it, Michael. How are you feeling?
Oh, so far so good, Anne-Marie.
All right.
Here goes.
Go for it.